Pod Culture, episode 340, Tasty, Tasty Pain, part A. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 100,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture.
Hi, I'm Ron Glass. Some people know me as Shepherd Book, Serenity, Firefly. Anyway, you're listening to Pod Culture. Enjoy.
Holy procrastinating podcast. We're back with another episode of Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
Ooh, all smooth. You know, everybody didn't trip up over everybody else. And
I was amazed that your opening line wasn't silly.
It was an okay kind of silly.
Yeah. It wasn't stupid silly. It was good.
Yeah.
Well, we could always do it over.
There's always there's part B too. So.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
So what has everyone been up to? It's been a while since all four of us have been in the same room to podcast.
Yeah.
Adam, what have you been up to, man?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's been several weeks. And I, since then, ran in the Rugged Maniac.
Amazing.
On Paoli Peaks. It's kind of a nearby ski slope kind of lodge. Mm-hmm. And it's basically, it was the Rugged Maniac, and it's a 5K obstacle course designed by like Navy SEALs, and they like, you know, you, it's a bunch of mud and you gotta run from obstacle to obstacle up and down ski slopes and
toss
crawl
fish to the SEALs.
Right. Yes. Yeah. The Navy, the SEALs, crawl under barbed wire and probably about a foot of mud, like deep, like this, just, it's like milkshake consistency, sludge mud, you know, you got barbed wire just a few inches over your head. Crawling through like tubes down into water.
Oh my God.
Crawling up, very extremely muddy slopes, with like, you know, with rope and stuff, trying to get up there, like these big giant's ladders and going across these nets. And there's all sorts of fun stuff. And I gotta say, it was kind of easy.
Well, you've been
and
training
I know,
hard.
And I may have overtrained, because the hardest part was running up the ski slopes. These were pretty steep grades. Yeah. These were like on, we were on like a lot of the, like the Black Diamond slopes and stuff.
Oh, wow.
That, you know, that I've skied down. You know, I've been to this place and I've been skiing, so I'm very familiar with a lot of the slopes. And to see them without snow was interesting as well.
That's got to be cool.
As well as to run up them,
wow.
Which was rough. But surprisingly, like the next day, I was barely sore at all. I maybe had a little twinge in my hip, but that was it. My buddy Kevin, who is my good friend, and I am exceedingly proud of, because in the past 13 months, I believe, or 14 maybe, he's lost 75 pounds.
Wow. God bless him.
And has gotten super fit, like into like weightlifting and
good
stuff.
For him.
He's just getting into the running part. So the running part took a little bit, you know, to come to him, but we both did great. I'm proud of him, and you know, he accomplished it, I accomplished it. We got some great photos.
That's amazing. Is he the one who did like the leap, the giant leap?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're both of us jumping over the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's on my Facebook page.
Yeah, if you get a chance and you're friends with Adam on Facebook, the before and after photos,
yeah,
amazing. Totally amazing. And what possessed you to wear white?
Yeah, well, just I just wanted to it was an old running shirt that I had, and it was just, I wanted to illustrate how muddy
he was just
you get.
There was no Adam left.
It was all mud.
He was a golem of running.
Yeah. So, So that was fun. And then the very next day, I went scuba diving.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, it got you clean.
And, well, yeah. but, of course, you know, after that, you know, after the run, you know, you could get, you know, it'll wash off. And we went back and celebrated with our friends and had a big feast. With you know, steak and beer and stuff like that. But then the next day, got up really early and went to LaGrange. It's a rock quarry in LaGrange. And, you know, it's all filled in with water and stuff. It's about 60 feet, 70 feet deep, I think. And it's pretty good for scuba diving. So
I have an image of me clinging to the edge and weeping. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
I went there, and you know, I've been having problems with my ears and my allergies, and being able to equalize. Well, I finally found this godsend of a nasal spray called four-way nasal spray. And so I took Zyrtec, I took Benadryl,
oh my God,
and I did nasal spray.
Wow.
The night before and the morning of.
And you were still conscious.
And I would, believe it or not, I was still conscious.
Wow.
And my ears totally cleared.
Oh.
It was fantastic. And now I get to work on my advanced scuba certification.
I'm so proud of you. You've been waiting so long to dive.
So I'm good to go there. We saw a bunch of cool stuff, too. There was a sunken motorboat, a sunken like plastic slide, you know, like a kiddie slide thing for whatever reason, and a sunken police car. With a microwave in the passenger seat for whatever reason.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Someone's been illegally dumping there.
Why not? So, you know, the police car they have down there, you know, just as something to, you know, for divers to go see. It's about, I think it's a 30-foot mark.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. You know, just kind of see. I've also got pictures of that. I took my little my Sea Life scuba camera with me, and got a few pictures of that too. So, other than that, now I'm starting to train and kind of amp up the running, because I've got the Bourbon Chase coming up.
Fantastic.
In 2 or 3 weeks. Two weeks, I think, ish. That's like an all weekend thing. It's a 200-mile relay that we've got a team together. There's 12 of us.
200 miles.
Yeah.
My God.
So we're just kind of tag teaming the, you know, 3 to 6 mile legs of it. And
you could run to Cincinnati.
Passing the baton to each other. And so, it's all around Bourbon Country in Lexington. And we'll kind of get to tour some of the distilleries when we're not running.
That's cool.
So that'll be neat. There's like a big party afterwards. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we get to party afterwards and have some bourbon and food and all sorts of stuff.
That sounds good. So, except for the running bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, I was kind of disappointed. I'm you know, obviously I'm all right with the running part, but I don't get to, we can't have earphones in because of the safety thing and running on the roads.
Oh.
And it's like, really?
See, you have to have the superpower I do where you can hear the CD in your head.
Yeah.
Like I can hear a whole CD in my head with music, and that's why when half the time when I'm doing something and he walks in and says something, I jump. Is because I'm hearing music in my, like, I hear the whole thing in my head. So I'm playing a CD in my head, and that's why I jump. And I wish more people had the superpower.
Yeah, I wish I did. But I'm taking my phone with me because I got this cool Nike running app that uses my GPS and tells me how fast my miles are, I've run, gives me my times. I'm at a 7 minute and 4 second mile.
Wow.
That's my best mile.
It's like, wow.
That's pretty good. Damn. Since I usually average like in 8:30, 8:15 or so.
That's incredible.
Like that. So on a languorous pace.
It would take me a day and a half.
That's too much like exercise.
Oh, so. I could die.
It is exercise.
Oh, is that what?
Yeah, that's what that is.
Okay.
I need to
wonder so far.
Wow.
So it's a cool app. It's called Nike Running, and it's free on at least on Android. I'm pretty sure it's probably on iPhone, but it's pretty cool.
Cool.
Awesome. So that's
congratulations.
That's kind of the main thing. Oh, also CGI project, the Bellflower stuff. MJ released the first 8 minutes at Dragon Con.
Oh, awesome.
So that's coming very soon. We're kind of pushing for cranking out a few more just little CGI stuff, things like that. I've got one more scene to do.
I have a question.
Yes.
If for those of us who are not at Dragon Con, are those 8 minutes available to watch anywhere else?
Publicly, no. Not yet.
Okay. I didn't know if, like, there was a website or what.
And yeah. I was at Dragon Con. I still didn't say it.
I'll have to talk to the guys and see if they're going to like release that sometime. But I'm you know, the release is upon us. Nice. Yes.
Awesome.
After all these years.
Yeah.
So,
because you know, it's been a while. So why don't you tell the listeners what exactly Bellflower
is? It's a Firefly fan film that's been headed up and financed and organized by Mark James is his name. He is in Australia.
Nice.
And he kind of put a group together.
Mark, send it to Cole.
Yeah.
If Ron Sum didn't bring one, then, you know.
Oh. It's, you know, it's live action combined with the CGI. There's the Bellflower itself is the ship, and they're kind of like the postal service, kind of, you know, they're a delivery. They work for
the
like Blue Sun delivery service. So it's kind
of
like if you're familiar with Futurama, the Planet Express, you know. And then the Bellflower itself is a new design, but it's based off of the Firefly class ship, but it's very unique and pretty cool. So it's all about their adventures and run-ins with different folk.
Nice.
So it's pretty neat. And I've done a few of the effects. I've done some screens and like some of the little gauges, you know, readouts and stuff in the cockpit. And some CGI shots, some flybys of the Bellflower itself.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, if your listeners are familiar with Browncoat's Redemption, it's...
Yes.
Long similar lines.
A lot more CGI heavy.
Mm-hmm.
This is... I'm not sure that I've seen many more fan films that have been this CGI heavy.
Because it's been in production...
Since we made
3 years.
Just about longer than Redemption.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Since we met, since I met you.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've been doing the little things here and there, and it's ramped up, and then we've had our, you know, some kind of our quiet times, but...
when life happens.
Yeah. Exactly. So, but it's very exciting that this is
on
the horizon, and we got a really good response from Dragon Con.
Good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Too, so, yeah. I think it was at the Signal booth.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where that was, and... I think
the signal had been. It would have been.
They were heading up something. I forgot what it was.
They may have had it at their live show. I haven't listened.
Maybe it was their live show. Okay.
I didn't get a chance to get over there for the live show.
Yeah, I wish I could have been there. I was trying to make it, but I wasn't able to. So,
Glenn, what have you been up to, man?
Well, I picked up something I've wanted for a long time, which is an 11x17. What? No. I always want another gun. But
you have a few of those already, I think.
Yeah. There's a big gun show coming up in town.
I saw that. I kind of want to go to see what kind of archery stuff they might have.
Yeah. September 22nd, 23rd.
That's a wicked day. Poop.
Oh. I picked up an 11x17 scanner.
That's cool.
Now, you know, I've had scanners before. I've got a couple scanners, but I'd always wanted an 11x17 scanner to scan like original comic art, mm-hmm. since comic pages are done in 11x17. So I couldn't believe it. I got it one that's like an all-in-one. It's a scanner and a printer. It prints 11x17 as well.
No way.
Yeah. Oh. And before when I looked at them, you know, they were like $1,200 and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I get this for like $180.
Oh my gosh.
Unbelievable.
That's what your
that's
mom
scrap means. Dropped
very cool.
Much dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I would probably use that for scrapbooking and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty awesome. And so I've been digging up all my old original artwork and stuff, and it's neat. I mean, it's kind of sad looking at how old some of it is. You know, it's like, well, I haven't really done much work since the early 90s. but it's neat to look at my own stuff, and then... pieces that I've commissioned from other artists at conventions and things, and then the original comic like covers and things from my comic book back when I did my comic book. So it's neat to dig all that out again, and I'm trying to kind of preserve it all and have it all on, you know, scanned in. And
I got a piece of art you commissioned sitting right behind Adam there.
Yeah.
So.
Actually, I found I've got a color copy of that.
Yeah.
Actually, I made, made a color copy before I gave it to you.
It's detailed. It is. It's a picture of Hal and Kyle. I'm sorry. Is
Eddie Newell.
Eddie Newell.
Eddie Newell did that. That one right
it's
there.
It's Kyle in the old crab-looking mask. It's original.
And it, during that period, Hal was dead.
Yeah.
So it's got like a ghostly figure of Hal like lighting the way with his ring. So it's really cool.
Yeah, it's a neat piece of art.
Yeah. So, I've got a lot of artwork that Eddie's done. So I'll be scanning all that and stuff.
That's cool.
So it's just really neat going through and, looking at this original art again and stuff. And, I'm trying to get all excited about it. And then of course I got a project I'm wanting to do, taking some old comic pages that have never been published and trying to get something together with that. So
good.
I'll keep you posted.
All right. Anything else, man?
Yeah. Let's see. Warcraft released a big update, getting ready for the new expansion that's coming out. So all the character classes have been changed. The talents are completely different. And I'm getting back into that a little bit again, playing that, getting used to it, getting all my characters ready so that when the new expansion comes out, then I'll be prepared. So
listen to Horde House, man.
Yeah.
Girls Gone Wow. Wednesdays on Vogue.
I would like that. Girls Gone Wild.
And Guild Wars 2 came out.
You know, I've been looking at that. Mm-hmm. It looks really nice.
I've already filled up all five of my character slots.
Surprise.
And all different characters and races and classes and whatever. And I think they're all like level 3 right now. I haven't gotten very deep into the game, but I've, you know, tried everything basically. Well, actually, there's still some classes I haven't been able to try because they don't give you enough slots. I think I could pay for extra slots, but I don't want to do that yet.
Yeah, because Guild Wars, once you buy the game, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the MechWarrior Online is going to be like that. Mm-hmm. It's very cool, too. I'm doing the beta.
Mm-hmm.
MechWarrior Online.
Yeah.
Oh,
cool.
Nice.
I'm going to buy you a fish.
Very cool.
For all the baiting you do, you need a fish. You can call it pencil.
Oh, okay.
So
put a fish and a pencil.
I have to say, looking at the classes and the races of the characters that they've come up with, it's like so much Warcraft.
Wow.
I mean, if you like Warcraft, you know, you're gonna like Guild Wars. Only there's no monthly fee.
See, wow.
And of course it looks
I like
better
that idea.
Too,
yeah.
It's new.
Mm-hmm. New engine,
new engine. New the models are all really nice. It's a really pretty game. Of course, the last Guild Wars looked really good.
Oh yeah, sure.
I mean,
yeah,
the characters and stuff were just amazing for
the effects, like the spell effects.
Yeah,
and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah, that blew me away.
Yeah, so Guild Wars 2, you know, is even better. So it's been pretty cool. Like I said, I'm not really deep into it yet, but I am enjoying it. It's just. What a surprise. The day that Guild Wars 2 comes out is when they release the update for Warcraft.
They're not stupid.
I wonder.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a little strategy, coincidence, huh?
Maybe?
I like that.
So, and then to top all that off, it's that time of year where all the series from last year are coming out on DVD all at once and draining my pocketbook.
Yes.
As well as all the shows are starting to return again.
I need a TARDIS. I need more hours in the day to watch television.
I'm finally using my Google Calendar on my tablet because I'm setting all the shows in there so I don't miss the premiere
this
dates and stuff like that.
This is why I love you boys so very much.
Yeah.
Because we're all the same.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it with me.
Christina, what have you been up to?
Well, okay, while you were at Dragon Con, I was so proud of myself, because 2 years ago when you went to Dragon Con, I spent the first 3 days of you being gone afraid of being home by myself.
Oh.
I don't know why, because once your imagination runs away with you, it's over.
It could take you to crazy places.
Yeah.
Well, you need that crossbow.
I'm telling you.
Yep.
And so this time, I did everything. I made 2 trips to Toys R Us. I made 3 trips over to the laundromat. I went to the doctor because I had an ear and slash sinus infection. Yeah. I was gone every day but Sunday. Like, the whole time he was gone, I did something every day, and I covered the entire kitchen floor with garbage bags of stuff that I had to throw away. Because usually when I clean up, he goes, just sit down, don't worry about it now. No, but it needs to be cleaned up. No, just sit down, don't worry about it now. Okay. Well, as soon as he was gone, I'm like, I'm cleaning up all the stuff that I can't clean up while he's home. I mean, it's not even important stuff. It's just like papers and junk and old receipts and crap that I just need, you know, hours to sit down and go through and sort through and throw away.
Carly takes all that stuff of mine and puts them in plastic bags and dumps them in my office. So she doesn't have to deal with it anymore.
I do that with his stuff because it sits there and it's like, well, if you're not keeping that, throw it away. Well, a week later, if it's still sitting there, it ends up in here because I'm tired of looking at it.
How big of a stack of plastic bags do you have in your office?
Oh, I don't. I can't contemplate it. I mean, it's
I knew
bad.
I loved her for a reason. Yeah. But yeah.
Because
I've
seen your place at your dad's.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of stuff done while he was gone. I got all his birthday shopping done. And I had a good time. I watched all of a certain series I will talk about later.
Sorry. I hate you. Yes.
But I could not watch any of Paranormal State while he was gone because I would have wigged myself out.
Oh, because you're alone.
I would have wigged myself out completely.
I wouldn't do that.
As soon as my imagination would run away with me, it'd be over. And I'm not even afraid of ghosts. It was just, I would wig myself out. But I need to watch them soon because they're only on Netflix until the 21st of September. Oh. So I need to get on it and hurry up and finish watching them. But what else? I'm trying to plan a trip to England. To England with my mom. Well, I'm trying to plan a trip to England, period, with my mom. She doesn't want to help me do it. She wants me to do it. But it's like, I need a little help.
Yeah.
So if anybody knows anything about planning a multi-city vacation abroad, please email Christina at podculture.net because I need help. I've been looking on websites and I just need a little, like, I know all the pieces of the puzzle that I want. I don't know how to fit them in the most time-efficient and financially efficient order. I just need a little bit of help. And so that's my sort of project right now, is trying to get that in order because she wants to go the week before Thanksgiving. And that's like 2 months from this weekend. So I need to get my ass in gear. So Christina at podculture.net, especially if you're in the London area or know somebody that lives there, I need a little help. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
I told you.
Oh, I know.
I told you how to plan this.
I know.
You do it like Dragon Con. You know, after so many years of going, and I'll get to Dragon Con in a minute, I've got the way that you do it. You pick the one big thing that you want to do that day, and then that's what you worry on, focus on, and then anything else you can get to is just gravy.
Because
you're not going to be able to do everything.
No, but certain things that we want to do, like, there are very few specific things that we want to do. Everything else is just kind of catch as we go. But the few things that we want to do need to be planned in advance, like theater tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Because, God damn it, I am going to see the Phantom of the Opera in London if it kills me. Pardon me, I didn't mean to yell into the microphone.
Just don't sit under the chandelier.
No, because the year that I went to London with Jenny said, it's been playing here for 15 years. It's not going to sell out on a Wednesday night. It sold out on a Wednesday night.
Wow.
So the one night we had free to go to the theater, we could not see Phantom. I was so pissed. I called James. This is the kind of day that would make St. Francis kick babies. It was awful. So never again will I not plan tickets in advance for theater. Learn my lesson.
Well, my piece of advice for traveling abroad is make sure that you know how to say the word cheese in the language of every country you're going to be traveling in.
Well, that's we all. Do want to plan an overnight.
Words to live by.
We do kind of
parlez-vous fromage.
We do kind of want to spend a night in Paris. So we'll see. I'm not too fromage.
Do you speak cheese?
Cinema fromage.
Ooh. We managed to change the name of that segment.
There you go. Ah, yes.
Yeah. Hmm.
But that's all aside from watching Netflix. That's been my, few weeks.
Oh, let's see what I've been up to. Quite a bit, and then not much at all.
Get your drinks ready, people. Oh, yeah. Get ready.
Well, since you guys have already mentioned it, went to Dragon Con, come back, left on a Wednesday and drove down to Alabama and then to Georgia, which, granted, is about 3 hours extra than what I really need to.
It makes sense, though.
But, our friends, Jen and Kurt, that I was had done the Dollhouse podcast and Mel Carton TV and
they're
some type
nice
of stuff. They have a group that goes, so, I go drive down to the Geppinger Home for Wayward Podcasters and crash there that night, and then we leave bright and early in the morning and head to Atlanta from their place, and, we all carpool, and everybody crams everything together, and then it saves on that parking, because that parking at the hotel
is
expensive.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, it God.
Is. And it's gone up.
How much was it the year we went, Glenn?
It was like $50.
Some crazy amount of money.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
It was like $200 for the weekend, wasn't it?
I don't remember. I just know it was. I didn't want to think about it ever again.
Yeah.
Even the lot Adam and I parked in the one year we went down for a day was like $50.
Ridiculous. Something like that. Because they know they have you.
And turn left when you come out of that damn parking
lot. Yes.
They know they have you. They know you have no choice.
Yeah.
And that's the ridiculous part.
The one time I didn't park in a hotel parking lot, and the one day I went in, it was like I had to walk really far, but I was like, oh, I'm getting a bargain, and I went to put my money in, and the money was still in there. It was like you put money in a slot or something, and it was still in there, and so the money wouldn't go in. And then when I got home, I ended up getting a ticket in the mail saying that I didn't pay for one day or something
you
like that.
You tried.
I just never paid it. So
I don't blame you.
So don't get pulled over in Georgia.
Yeah. I'm sure the statute of limitations is probably over on that. But yeah, every other time I've been lucky enough to park at the hotel. So even though it cost a fortune, it's still
that's where you convenient. Want to park because otherwise you got to haul all your shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
But that's and why I have tons. Lovely luggage.
Yeah, you got TARDIS technology
I've got
luggage.
Good luggage. It's got the four independently spinning wheels that you can just, push it along. It's fabulous.
Let's see. Dragon Con. On a sad note, we did have another family member pass away. Longtime listeners of the show know that we ran a contest. Oh, gosh. Probably first year that we were doing the show or thereabouts to name the new car that we bought. And we did name the car Trendsetter. And
excellent biography.
I have to pull up the entry and put it on the Facebook page because it was just freaking amazing. And I'm sorry I can't think of the person's name right offhand who won because goldfish here. but it's a whole Transformer bio and specs and everything. It was great. my sister a few weeks ago. Needed to go get all the accounts changed over to her name from Verizon because, all the accounts were in my brother-in-law's name. And we went over to Verizon and had a little bit of drama because I don't know why she needed me, but because she was handling everything spot on herself.
She was brilliant.
Yeah. I think at the point where Verizon, somebody had said something about calling the cops.
She said,
go ahead and do that.
That's not going to end well for you.
Yeah. Because that would have been great. Because that would not end well for Verizon. Because my brother-in-law was a state trooper.
Oh.
Everybody knew who he was.
Yeah.
Call the cops. But, it takes a little longer for my sister to get fired up than it does me. But when she does, it's just as
spectacular.
Yeah. So she's no longer with Verizon anymore. I mean, they were going to charge an early termination fee because even having the death certificate,
they were
going
to charge Dave early termination fee.
Yeah, she's like, go ahead, bill's in his name, he's dead. What's it going to happen?
Try to bill him. Go ahead.
So we went
bad form.
Went over to Best Buy right across the street from that big Verizon store in Clarksville, and opened up two lines with Sprint. And she got two HTC Evos, 4G LTEs, just like what just Christina like ours, and I have, yeah. And made my niece a very happy camper.
Yeah.
But, you know, after we got done running all the errands, she had to take my nieces to something that they were going to do.
Some sport, they're crazy.
So she dropped us back off at her house where we had left my car, and we go get in the car, and she's already taken off. The car makes this ungodly, just screeching kind of sound.
It won't turn over. It won't anything. It's like, okay, the lights work. The radio works. So it's not the battery. But it won't turn over. But there's gas. So, oh, crap.
So, yeah, it was bad. Call mom. She comes over. AAA comes and sits out a flatbed. And the sound the car made was exactly like the winch that was pulling the car onto the flatbed.
I was trying to explain the sound to my dad.
It's like a tricycle being run over by a lawnmower.
Yeah. Running over a herd of cats.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
It was not good.
I was on the phone with my dad trying to explain the sound that it made. And at the same time the guy is, you know, doing the winch, I said, "Hang on, Dad. It sounds like this." And he goes, "Seriously?" I said, "Yes." He goes, "Oh.
That ain't good." So towed over to Pep Boys. They have it overnight. We crashed at my mom's. And
she was so happy to have you under her roof again.
Pretty much.
It was so cute.
Aww.
They call the next day from Pep Boys. And Mr. Boyer, how bad is it? Guy laughs. Pretty bad. And go around. It was apparently
never encouraging.
No. The bolts that hold the guide for the timing belt for the engine sheared off and were in my oil pan.
Hmm. It was ugly.
How this happened, I don't know, but it was all right.
He drew us a little diagram that looked frightening, like the female reproductive system, which explains a lot. But it was just awful.
Yeah, and he goes, you know, it'd be $2,000 just to get it back to where it was before this thing happened, and he goes, "God knows what happened to the interior of the engine when this the timing belt slipped."
There's no saying that much money will fix it.
So I'm like, "You'd recommend to buy a new car?" Yeah. Okay.
I give that guy props at Pep Boys though for being honest and saying, "Look,
yeah."
Instead of taking your money, I'm going to be honest with you and say, "Look, do this." Instead.
$90 versus several thousand. Right. Yeah.
And it's possible he didn't want to work on it either.
Well, I thanked the guy and he said, "I work for my money too." He says, "I work for a living. I understand. I want somebody to be honest with me."
Yeah. Like, so wow. We did some emergency car shopping. We kind of had an eye out anyway because we knew in a year or two we'd probably get a new car. And did get a new car. Most expensive Dragon Con souvenir ever.
But she's pretty.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Very shiny.
Yeah, nice car.
2011 Dodge Avenger. Yes, the name was a factor in buying the car.
Yeah.
But it's Ticket Me Red.
Yep.
So, she's pretty.
Yeah, it's
very pretty.
Got the little sport package on it and everything. It's
she got a spoiler.
Yeah, it's got a spoiler. All blinged out thanks to decalmike.com.
Yay, Mike!
So, yep. Ding, ding.
So it's it sucks having a car payment again, but my car payment is about $40 lower than what it was. Shorter term on the loan, and it's a pretty kick-ass car.
Brilliant warranty.
Has the bells and whistles.
Yeah,
brilliant warranty, which makes me feel better.
Yeah. So other than that, I haven't been up to much.
You didn't say what you named her.
Oh yeah.
It's not anything like Stark, like I was expecting.
Christine's like, "You're not going to name it Tony?"
Because it's red and
Jarvis.
It's Avenger. Come on.
No, I went with Avenger and went in a completely different direction. And Glenn can appreciate it. Named it Emma Peel Out.
Well, you started with Emma Peel, and I was talking to my dad, and I said, "Emma Peel," and he goes, "Out." And I'm like, "Ooh, wait, I got to tell Brad. Brad, what about Emma Peel Out?"
Yeah. So, cool. You know, because British spy show, The Avengers.
The Avengers.
Yeah. So I'm like, got to do that. Even got a personalized, well, not personalized plate, but a license plate frame that you can make your own little sayings and crap on. So I have one that says, "Miss Peel, we're needed."
Mrs. Peel, we're needed.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So, most expensive Dragon Con souvenir ever.
Well,
had the car 2 days. drive 100 miles on a downhill.
Well, you know what? That was good though, because it kept you from, you know, completely misbehaving at Dragon Con and buying a bunch of stuff
you didn't need. Do shit at Dragon Con.
Let's see what.
Did not go over to the celebrity petting zoo at all.
Yeah, I would have gone just to walk around just to see people in person.
Resist temptation, because I knew I went over. I'm like, I want to get this. I want to get this. No. Yeah.
But aside from. I mean, pretty much everybody that you would have seen, you aside from Kai Owen, you pretty much have everybody.
I would have liked to have gotten one of John, just, you know, personalized. And didn't have one from Adam.
Oh, you missed Adam Baldwin.
I did not. That's how bad I didn't make sure I did not want to spend.
But, dude, he cancels every year.
Well, you know, it's just, like, you do what you had to do.
I was really impressed. I laid here, you know, half terrified, going, I should have gone with him just to keep him from buying stuff. Like, the thought crossed my mind. I'm like, maybe I should go with him just to keep him from buying stuff. You know?
I bought an autograph from a dealer and a couple of Stargate novels, and that's pretty much about it.
I was impressed.
Other than food and, you know, nibbles and stuff throughout the week on candy and everything.
I was impressed.
So, yeah, that's very all good. That we have been up to, probably our most epic opening ever.
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has. You know, we seem to have go in spurts. We'll record a bunch of stuff, and then we won't see each other for a month.
I know, because everybody's doing stuff.
So,
busy.
Let's take a break, and I feel a Geek Cuisine coming on.
I think so, too.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
good call.
And we will be back with more pod culture right after this.
Sugar. Right after sugar.
You can say what you want to make. and the big shiny mess, not forgetting the Mad Bay, a cozy bunks and a pretty cool bridge. And if you love her, she will always care for you and lift you up to the sky highs. Takes you out to the stars. And if you can like her, you deserve, as far as I can tell,
as far as I can tell,
a trip to the very special hell.
We are back with a little geek cuisine, and
he says that with a little bit of menace.
That's what that email was for.
Yes.
Okay.
I said in the open that I didn't bring any souvenirs back from Dragon Con.
You did.
Really much. Sort of. Okay. I had a discovery at Dragon Con.
Okay.
And
I'm worried.
I'm going to share my discovery.
Okay. All
Don't
right.
be scared. It's okay.
All right. It's all right. Is it like the apple pie?
Kind of. Fireball whiskey.
Whoa. Okay.
You want your sinuses cleared?
Okay. Yeah.
It's about time. Yeah, that they could be cleared.
It's Fireball cinnamon whiskey. We had this at the Barmageddon. You know, the
Barmageddon.
Yeah, Adam has seen Barmageddon.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, the Alabama gang does like to party, and there's usually the big table full of adult beverages, and this was one of them.
I spend too much time and energy and vacation time to go to Dragon Con. I'm not missing any of it for being drunk.
But I'm normally, I'm not a big...
You have enough just to make things interesting.
Yeah, I'm not a big take much hard liquor fan. You know, I don't really do shots. I drink the girly foo-foo drinks and that kind of
same here.
I don't mind them. I know I'll do the beer, but I'll also do the, you know, margaritas. And
but, you know, of course, I'll Fruity try drinks. It. You know, whenever they're passing stuff around. And this Fireball whiskey, cinnamon whiskey, is some tasty, tasty pain, let me tell you.
He's not kidding.
No, I'm not. So, Adam, if you'd be so kind as to...
Can absolutely. I have half a shot? Because I don't need a whole one.
Yeah, I won't need much either. Whiskey normally gives me an instant headache. So.
Ooh.
We'll see how this goes.
Just like half a shot for me.
That's kind of what I'm doing right here.
That's a whole shot.
No, that's about a half a shot, actually.
Of a little shot glass?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Thank you.
Maybe 3/4.
It smells, like medicine.
But you should have had red Solo cups.
I hate you, Glenn. I'm taking back that I love you.
Let's have a party.
No, shut up. Make it stop.
I do love the way my sister sings it, though, like a man. It's so funny.
Kill it with fire.
Well, we're going to try. We're going to try. It's Fireball cinnamon whiskey, whiskey with natural cinnamon flavor.
Just don't leave Adam and Christina alone with it.
Yeah.
Is it a sipping whiskey?
Yeah, it's definitely got
So Fireball
over the lips,
smell.
Through the gums. Watch out, stomach. Here she comes. Adam, you all right?
I'm sipping mine.
Yeah, me too. It's strong. If
actually,
doing that
it's
to him.
Less strong with the sipping than it is with doing the whole shot at one time.
Tasty, tasty pain, isn't it?
Wow. Wow. Oh, I was not expecting that. There's like some wow.
There, and the thing is, there's no alcohol, harsh, like, you know, whiskey, mm-hmm. like aftertaste on it. It's all just the cinnamon.
All cinnamon. Yeah. Definitely. It is, yeah.
Yikes. That'll wake you up.
And it did.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
And then it puts you right back to sleep.
No.
Or that's but just me.
Dragon Con, wow. We're doing a shot before 9 a.m. is normal.
I know.
Whoa. That was powerful. I was not expecting that.
I got to say, we liked it so much. We had a bottle about the size of the one we have here in the studio. You know, fifth, whatever.
Hit me again.
Okay. Well, I can't
like that. Adam and Christina. Sure.
Oh, boy.
But we had a smaller bottle like this. That we quickly went through once we found out how tasty it was. And Ray went to the liquor store that's kind of up the road from the...
Don't get it on the outside of your lip.
Yeah.
Especially if chapped lips.
Bought a liter bottle and this bottle. When we left Dragon Con...
Hold that, man.
It was just where it was. This thing was almost all gone.
Yeah.
So we went through a lot of this cinnamon whiskey.
It clears your sinuses.
It is...
Yeah.
Freaking awesome! I'm
he's a fan.
It. I'm gonna have another shot.
I am not because I'll be asleep. Because this is like 33%.
Wow!
I'd be seeping.
It's like cinnamon NyQuil.
Oh, man.
See,
that's perfect.
Cinnamon NyQuil.
Perfect. Because as soon as I smell,
we might have an episode
smells like medicine.
Yeah.
You're NyQuil. So right.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
So did you like that, Adam?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Woo. Nice. I like it.
I like that the aftertaste is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
And I'm not usually a big fan of the Fireball, you know, candies and whatever, mm-hmm. but this tastes exactly like it, just about.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. It's not the crap that gets in your teeth and stuff. Right. And it's liquid Fireball.
Yeah,
it's
like I said, tasty, tasty pain.
It is that. Yes.
It is nice.
Like drinking a Molotov cocktail.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So I'm going to say thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Yep.
Sure.
I never thought I'd give a thumbs up to whiskey.
Me neither.
But I give it a thumbs up.
All right.
I bet sure.
And we'll be back with more pod culture right after... Adam and I might do some more damage to this bottle.
Maybe.
And
light some of our belches.
No. Aww, who's taking him home?
Now, where the hell did I put the remote for the TV at?
It's between the couch cushions where it always is.
Oh, yeah. I guess that means it's time for a little TV and DVD talk.
That was good banter. Good job, guys.
It usually is down the back of the couch cushion.
Yeah. I'm just lucky the damn thing glows.
Yeah.
You know, when you hit up, it's got that some kind of motion sensing thing.
He'd be lost.
Freaking glows.
Did you hire a writer for this episode or something?
Maybe.
I mean, we've upped the ante.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm
this
just
is higher quality whiskey.
That's all you need.
Or I'm drunk and I just think it's good.
Oh, yeah, that could be it too.
Well, everything is better when you're drunk.
I think I'm just so used to hearing the question, it's just an automatic response.
Yeah.
Gee, thanks. Love you too, sweetie.
Well, no, it usually ends up in the couch cushion. You always ask me where it is, and it's always in the couch cushion.
So TV and DVD.
Oh,
we've been watching.
We're getting there.
Not a lie.
We're getting there. So what has everyone been watching, Glenn?
I'm watching Face Off.
Nice.
Face Off.
That's right. Oh, my God.
I love it. It's a great show if you're not watching
Adam and Brad show.
That's not as charming.
No, it isn't.
It's really cool.
No, it's not.
It's really cool. I'm not so sure if I'm going to like Hot Set or not. That's going to come out in a week
what?
Or two. Hot Set.
Oh, it's Set.
Set,
okay.
Yeah. it's from the producers of Face Off. It's going to follow it. It'll be on like right afterwards, and it's set designers They'll be giving challenges and having to build original sets.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm for that.
Yeah.
And it's going to follow Face Off, so you can watch all the stuff about the
makeup effects.
Because
I totally did stagecraft.
Me too.
I took stagecraft too.
Yes.
I got your final over
here.
Yeah,
there's my final.
That's awesome.
That's cool. Silver Surfer.
That was the only time I was ever good at power tools.
So, hot set, if you haven't seen commercials for it.
No. Well, I don't have cable, so.
No, well, that could be a problem.
And we don't have commercials.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'll have to catch on Hulu or something, I guess.
Yeah, but it's coming out not this week. I don't know when this is going to air, but the week after. So it's coming out very soon.
Cool.
And we'll
end
follow.
End of September.
Yeah. Yeah. So
awesome.
Should be interesting. The more, at first I thought, I don't know, but the more they're showing in the commercials, the more I'm thinking, yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like Face Off, so I think I'm going to like Hot Set as well.
I think I might like that more just because I'm more familiar with doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And Haven is returning.
I'm so excited.
Finally.
A week from when we're recording, so Friday the 21st, Haven returns.
I'm excited.
Grimm came back a couple episodes. Now it's on hiatus for a week or two, but it will be back.
On Friday.
And they changed the credits a little bit.
Yeah, they dropped the voiceover.
At least on this last episode.
I have a feeling it might change depending on how long the episodes are.
Season opener.
Yeah. Or depending on how
long. No, it's like first two or three episodes.
Yeah, the first couple episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, it did.
I mean, it was like first season Buffy voiceover. Bad.
Imagine why. Oh. Isn't it David Greenwald?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He is the Slayer.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it was kind of bad.
It's not bad enough to not watch the show.
Exactly.
Over,
I was going to say that. Yeah. It's not
sorry,
bad
Chuck.
Enough. Yeah. That's a bit overreacting, don't you think? Yeah, so that's been back. Going to be back again. moving to, like you said, Fridays.
Ooh, dead slot.
Uh-oh.
Well, it was on Fridays before,
mm-hmm.
and then they moved it to, what, Monday, and now mm-hmm. it's back on Friday, and Supernatural is coming back soon, and it's going to debut on a Wednesday.
That's yeah, weird. I think it's going back to its original night or something, I think.
That's just weird.
So I'm like, is it going to stay on Wednesday, or is it going to...
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I'll be glad if it's not up against Grimm.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Fringe.
Or Fringe, yeah. And... I'm watching Alphas. Alphas has been good.
I love that show.
I like the blonde chick.
She's cute, not Claudia.
Yeah.
I like her.
Cat.
I like not Claudia.
Not Claudia. Blonde Claudia.
I'm liking it. Carly's loving Alphas right now.
Good
She's
girl.
Really getting into it, so
awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Who's your favorite?
Gary.
Gary.
And, you know, I didn't think I would really like Gary, but he's really grown on me.
Me too.
Yeah.
I didn't like him in the beginning, but he really grew up.
Yeah, because now you can tell he's like screwing with him some of the time.
Yeah. I think she liked him because he was on Bones.
Yes.
So she liked him from the beginning.
I call it my fruit.
Respect the badge. And I like how they've carried that through this latest season, you know, the whole respect the badge thing.
Is that my blanket, Gary?
It was sticky.
Yeah, he's got the best lines, definitely. So, and of course, we're all eager to see what's going to happen when Once Upon a Time returns because of the big change at the end of this last season.
The purple smoke monster.
Yeah.
Looking forward to
it. It is ABC. Okay. I'm thinking.
I don't keep up with it.
It's ABC.
I like it a lot.
And am I forgetting anything? I don't know. Like I said, everything's coming out on DVD right now. Mm-hmm. I just bought Big Bang Theory, Fringe, Terra Nova.
I miss Terra Nova.
I'm like so broke. Everything's coming out.
I'd like to get Terra Nova on Blu-ray.
See, that's the thing, though, is like you spend all this money on television, but you save money not having to go out and do stuff because you've got your entertainment all right there.
Yeah, I've got a big collection of
I need to learn TV. That.
Like, you're not spending $30 going to the
movies.
I've
got expensive hobbies.
You know.
Yes. Yes, you do.
I buy it all the week it comes out, so you get the good discounts on it. And also, if there's any specialty versions, like Best Buy, Fringe came with a limited comic book. Aww. You know, so I got the Best Buy version.
Walter Bishop
like
is
that.
My hero.
So, yeah, I try to get them all as they come out. I'm probably forgetting some because there were just so many things that came out.
Sorry.
What have you been watching, Adam?
Oh, gosh. Well, just recently, the past week, I've kind of had a Lord of the Rings marathon.
Oh, nice.
Extended edition. I've got them on Blu-ray. What?
I know.
What?
I know.
It's got Bishop Walter in it.
I know.
It's got Walter in it. Why haven't you seen it?
I don't know.
Seriously?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know why. I mean, I've seen the first two at the theater, so I don't know why I didn't see the third one.
Wow.
So good.
They're sitting on the shelf over there.
So good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I got done with my Return of the King today. Yeah, all of them extended editions. Nice. So, yeah, this latest one was a four-hour ordeal.
As we call it, the Super Geek Edition.
Yes. But I love it. Good. So it was all right. It wasn't really an ordeal.
Gee, thank God I've got a pause button edition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there a musical interlude at one point?
Intermission.
Yeah.
And there is actually, because even on Blu-ray, they're split up between two discs.
Nice. Mm.
Damn.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see. Also been watching Eureka.
Nice.
I'm on season 3, I think.
Who's your favorite?
So I really like Lupo.
Good.
Yeah.
She's fabulous.
She's kind of awesome. And yeah. She's hot.
She's adorable.
And so, you know, she's cool.
I met her.
I like her. Huh?
I met her.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes. I remember that you got a picture with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got a derp face one and then, then a regular. She blinked during the picture. One day.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Colin.
Been watching, like we said before, Alphas.
Good.
What else have I been watching? The Nerdist has been having a few episodes
recently. I think
there are five Nerdist episodes from like the past few months they've had out. Like one's like a tribute to science, one's a tribute to geek girls, one's a tribute to time travel. One was a wrap up of Comic-Con, and nice. They had John Barrowman on
pulling
his pants down and mooting the audience with his Iron Man underoos. so that's been very funny. I always enjoy the Nerdist podcast.
He's a cutie pie.
If you haven't seen him or listened to him, I highly suggest you subscribe to him because mm-hmm. they usually have somebody of interest on just about every episode he interviews somebody.
He is the reason that I now like Will Wheaton.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris Hardwick is fantastic. And, you know, he's good friends. He grew up and was roommates with Will Wheaton. And he has had Will Wheaton on his podcast a few times and on the mm-hmm. show, on his inaugural show.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a very touching moment, which was very, very
That's
cool.
That's what sold me on Will
that
Wheaton.
That was very cool.
Oh, the oven mitt.
I hated him on Big Bang Theory,
yeah.
and I hated him on Eureka, yeah. and then I saw him on The Nerdist, and then I'm like, I'll give him a shot.
And he has his own show on the Geek & Sundry channel.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Tabletop.
Tabletop, yes.
Cool.
So I recommend checking that out as well.
Couldn't get her within 10 feet of the Geek & Sundry.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, right.
Her nemesis.
Yeah.
No, she is my nemesis.
Yes.
No.
Yes. But she's not really on that show a lot, so it's all
right. I'll be all right, then. I could fast forward to her.
Nerdy.
Oh, my God.
I never had any Iron Man underoos. I didn't know they existed.
Brad's got Green Lantern underoos.
Yes, I do.
He got them from his sister for Christmas 2 years ago.
No, my nieces actually saw them and
No, they're cute.
Probably not very comfortable.
They're not tiny whiteys. They're tiny greenies.
To oil them.
Oh. Why is it bad? They're not bad.
It's just funny. They
made it for girls. I'd wear them.
And their weakness is yellow.
Oh, Glenn. No whiskey.
But I have no fear.
Oh, my God. Gentlemen.
What?
Keep going.
And on that note, we are.
I didn't go classic Green Lantern.
No. Walk away.
Walk away. Walk away.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Thank God it's not the new 52.
Okay.
So they'll die in the morning. Okay.
I'm relieving you of your duty because you have been found unfit. Step away from the bridge.
You have been found wanting.
Oh, wow. So anyway, okay, getting back
where were we?
To things.
You're watching on television.
It's the whiskey.
Go.
Oh, yeah.
It's the whiskey. I wish he'd have done that anyway.
Anyway, okay, so Doctor Who. I've been watching Doctor Who.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, the first episode was fantastic. Second episode was pretty cool. It had dinosaurs on spaceships.
Oh,
dinosaurs!
Which was cool.
It had Mr. Weasley, and it was wonderful.
Yes.
So and Rory is a Weasley.
Rory is a Weasley.
That's true. Yeah, and it had Lestrade in there too.
It was great.
Yeah. So
yeah, and okay, two Harry Potter people in the same Doctor Who episode. How cool was that?
Mm. Well, had one person from a Harry Potter episode for several seasons. David?
No, I know, but I mean, main characters through the whole thing.
So that's I'm excited for more episodes of that, as is I'm sure everybody else. And that's all I can really think of. I also saw Snow White and the Huntsman.
How was that with my friend Hawkeye?
Thor.
Thor, yes. Chris Hemsworth.
What's Hawkeye in?
He's in the newborn.
There's
another one.
Hansel and Gretel.
That's the one I was thinking of. Okay.
Hansel?
Stop it.
Yeah. That looks interesting.
Hansel and Zoolander. Blue Steel.
Okay. And that was okay.
I don't like her.
She did not.
She can't act.
She was the giant anchor that was slowing the boat that was the movie. Hmm. Just slowing it down. I'm sorry. And she's not unattractive, but I don't find her.
That's no way attractive.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
She had better hair.
Charlize Theron? I'm sorry, fairer than Charlize Theron?
Yeah.
I don't fucking think so.
You definitely had to suspend your disbelief for that.
What about Liv Tyler? It should have been Liv Tyler.
Possibly.
Oh, she's pretty.
No. I mean, they as Snow White?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Fairer than Charlize Theron? No one can pass that test. No. That's the problem.
It's hard. it's hard to find anybody.
I can't see
Natalie Portman, maybe.
See, okay.
Maybe. For me. Yeah, okay, Natalie Portman. All right, I guess. So. Yeah.
And she would have done great, I think.
Yeah.
With it, because she could kick ass when needed.
I thought the parts that were visually amazing.
It was visually spectacular.
Amazing,
but
the whole thing wasn't. I mean, you can't keep up that level through the whole movie.
No, and even Chris Hemsworth couldn't take all of that onto his shoulders.
Yeah.
It's as good as he was with it, and as good as he was at that character, it was just dragged down by Snow White. I'm sorry, but it was.
I've heard rumors of a sequel that would just be The Huntsman.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
And I'd be all right with that.
Yeah, so...
That had to do with the whole debacle of Kristen Stewart and her affair with the director and whatever.
Oh.
And how everybody hates her apparently now. And it's like, whatever. I don't care. Whatever. She can do whatever she wants.
She cheated on Robert Pattinson.
The director. Yeah.
That's a shame.
I didn't know that was him. Oh.
Yeah, the director of Snow White and the Huntsman. Yeah.
Wow.
So... I don't care. Whatever. She can do whatever she wants to over here. I'll watch my movies and be entertained over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
All I'm going to say is there was a DC TV skit this year called When Edward Met Bella.
Like when Harry Met Sally?
Yes. Right. Oh, Dragon Con. Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
I can't do it.
And they did the scene.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
The diner. Can't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Aside from that one,
I'll have what she's having.
I can't cope with it. Oh, I love that. And I love that he said that his mom was on the set when they filmed that scene.
And he was so
embarrassed. Yes, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So, that's it for me.
What have you been watching, sweetie?
Speaking of Charlize Theron, well played, my friend.
Yes.
Well played.
And she had a great part in that show.
She sure did. You bastard. No, I love Adam Dearley because, I mainlined all of Arrested Development, all three seasons on Netflix, the weekend that Brad was gone. Saturday night, I was up till 5:30 in the morning.
Maniacal laugh.
Yeah.
Maniacal laugh.
It was like midnight. I'm like, well, I'll just watch a couple before I go to sleep. Yeah, 5 hours later, it was 5:30, and I'm like, okay, now I really have to go to sleep. Because they're only 21 minutes apiece without the commercials.
Yeah, and they're pretty easy watches.
Yes. Yeah.
But they're so entertaining.
I can honestly tell you, in all the television shows I've ever watched, and there's been a lot, the continuity, the attention to continuity on this show is top-notch, A1, the best continuity I've ever seen on a television show series in my life.
Yeah.
They will mention something offhandedly in the first season that will carry through the entire rest of the series.
Yep.
And it's absolutely brilliant. There's not a weak link in the cast. There's always somebody in the cast where you're like, eh.
Yep.
You know, no. Everybody's brilliant. Even the stunt casting.
Yeah.
Like Charlize Theron and bless Liza Minnelli.
Yes.
Like, even the stunt casting is brilliant.
And they have some pretty decent names. Yes. Just some stars that
I was surprised. The only complaint I have is they changed Marta.
Yeah.
In the first season, I thought she was absolutely beautiful, adorable, stunning. And then they changed her and she was still pretty, but she wasn't the same.
Yeah.
But I absolutely love this show. I laughed out loud. The neighbors upstairs probably thought I was insane because I'm laughing out loud at 4:30 in the morning. But it was fantastic. I highly recommend it to anybody that likes tightly written, well acted,
goofy comedy,
fantastic comedy, and some of it's totally slapstick, and some of it's very under the radar, sly kind of comedy that you're like, oh wait, and then you laugh.
It's like, oh, that's a reference to this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the way they reference things is just brilliant. And Jeffrey Tambor, he's just fantastic. I loved everybody on this show, and I kind of want to go through and watch them all again. It was that good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of having a hankering.
And I cannot
just hearing you talk about
it.
Yeah. To go back and watch
them. I cannot wait to see the fourth series that they put on Netflix. I cannot wait because I'm only sorry that there's going to be, what, 10 episodes?
Yeah. Like, well, in a movie. There was going
to
be a movie.
There needs to be even more. And it's narrated by Mr. Ron Howard.
Ron Howard, yes.
And he's adorable.
Yep.
He's just adorable as the narrator.
And perfect. Just perfect as the narrator.
Yeah, and every now and then you catch the accent and it's super cute.
Yeah.
Like, even in the open, you know. I mean, it's about this guy who's got a rich family and they're all part of the business. And he thinks he's going to be taking over when his father retires. Well, in the handoff, he finds out that his mom's been put in charge and his dad is being arrested for all kinds of fraud and possibly light treason.
Yeah. And building houses in Saudi Arabia for Saddam Hussein.
So his father goes to prison and it's up to Jason Bateman as the lead character to
Iraq.
Hold the family together and hold the business together and try to keep everybody afloat. And it's just hysterical.
I've had whiskey. Shut up.
What's more?
It's just, I absolutely loved it. Other than that, I watched Titanic, the miniseries with...
twice.
The one the British did, the most recent one, with the lovely Jenna Louise Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought she was going to have a little tiny part. Like, oh, wait, there she goes. No, she's the main character. And that was excellent. Yeah, we watched it twice.
Well, you watched it twice.
Well, I watched it, and I'm like, Brad, you have to watch this because she's adorable. Because she's playing essentially the same kind of character, only on the Titanic. And it was fantastic because there were so many people from other shows that we watched. It's like, oh, wait, that's the Dream Keeper from Doctor Who. And that, she played, you know, Catherine on the Tudors. And like, there's all these people. And, it was excellent. Excellently done.
And it was kind of neat. Seeing, you know, having seen the James Cameron movie and watching this and seeing the stuff that I guess were more factual events that happened on there and how they did them very similar in some ways.
Yeah.
It was less about the romance of characters than it was about the actual ship going down.
Okay.
Is it Jenna Louise's
character? Well, yeah, I mean, characters had relationships, but the central story was not about... You know, Jack and Rose. It wasn't the Jack and Rose story on a boat. It was actually about the Titanic sinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was excellent.
Damn, she's cute.
He's adorable. Jenna Louise Coleman is just adorable.
So, yeah.
I highly recommend that, too.
Check that out.
It's available streaming on Netflix.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you've been watching?
So You Think You Can Dance is almost over.
Yay.
Damn, those people are talented, though, man. Like, this one guy has had no training at all, and he was able to do everything they've thrown at him. And it's just amazing how people can have talent and not even know it. You know, it's just amazing. What else? I'm trying to think of the Netflix queue. Still making my way through Paranormal State. I've added Psychic Kids onto the list, since that's probably what I'll start watching once that's over. All I can think of, other than our normal stuff that we're watching, that I watched on my own.
Let's see. We've, of course, been watching Alphas.
Yes. Excellent.
And it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Warehouse 13.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I need to watch this latest season.
Excellent.
Yeah, and they're getting a little darker than they have been.
Yeah. It's good, though.
Yeah, but I'm not a fan of Brent Spiner's character because he's a douche.
What's up with Micah Taylor? Yeah, well, yeah, but he's cool at playing evil, though.
He was good in Alphas playing evil.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
I wish he would have. Well, never mind. Spoiler.
Let's see. Well, speaking of Brent Spiner, we started watching season of Next Generation.
Yes.
Because my replacement Blu-rays finally showed up.
Yay.
And so we've been watching almost two discs of that.
I can't. Wait, did you say Tasha Yar doesn't stay on for good?
No.
Good, because she didn't. I don't like her.
You ain't got much more to go.
Yeah.
I don't like her.
She's almost dead.
She gets killed by a giant pudding monster.
Nice. No, but so
more
far.
More of an ink monster.
So far, my favorite character is Jean-Luc.
Blotch.
Simply because I love Patrick Stewart. Even I call him not Catherine, because he's like. You know, cause how, you know how on Being Human, we're like, oh, it's not George and not Nina and not. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not Catherine. It's not. It's not Janeway. But I do love
him. And that sound you hear is the mini Trek fans screaming out in pain.
No, I adore Patrick
suddenly
Stewart.
Suddenly silenced.
No. I adore Patrick Stewart. I mean, he's a theater god. I love Patrick Stewart. I do. So I'm sure I'm going to love him as the captain. It's just that as a woman, I personally like Janeway more. Just because, I want to be her. I don't want to be Patrick Stewart because I like having hair.
Going right now.
What?
No. You got the bun thing going right now.
I'm hot. You gave me whiskey.
Yeah, it is kind of. I'm kind of.
Yeah,
warm.
I'm
kind of warm. Yeah, it's the whiskey, I think.
Now she was Mrs. Columbo, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and she's Pete's mom.
Pete's mom on Warehouse 13.
No.
Oh yeah,
and of course Patrick Stewart was in Life Force.
See the thing. I first,
connection.
The thing I mean, I saw her first on Warehouse 13. I had never seen Voyager. Mm-hmm. So to see her on that first was kind of strange, and then to see her again after having watched all of Voyager was like, oh, it's Captain Janeway.
And who has not aged as well as some.
Shut up.
Yeah,
She's aged better than Gates McFadden, I'll tell you that.
She's aged like a person, and I respect
Gates
that.
Gates McFadden is Skeletor.
She does kind of look like, yeah.
The Frank Langella Skeletor?
She looks good on Next Gen, but...
Yeah. No.
I'm laughing at the hair and the sweaters and the 80s-ness of it all, but I enjoy it so far.
Let's see. What?
I still hate Klingons.
Also, I missed something that I've been watching that I forgot to say. It's called Wilfred.
Oh, my God! Okay, sorry. I love this show.
Yeah. Spike on that one.
Well, no, because nobody watched it but me.
It's adapted from an Australian TV series.
Ours is better.
And... it is. I haven't seen the Australian one.
Ours is better.
And it's about this guy who's become so deeply depressed that he starts seeing his neighbor's dog as a guy in a dog suit, and that talks to him and wants to get high and getting him in trouble and stuff.
And it sounds really stupid.
Yeah.
Like in premise, it sounds stupid.
Kind of hilarious.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. They take on like a theme. Like each episode has kind of a theme.
I need to catch up
to it. Yeah. And it stars Elijah Wood.
He's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. And as the guy who sees this dog, and the dude who's in the dog suit is the actual dude from the Australian version of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the Australian accent and everything.
It's brilliant.
Which makes it even more ridiculous that this dog has an Australian accent, not to mention that he's talking and wanting to get high and all this stuff.
Shepherd.
Yeah.
Have you gotten to the bear episodes yet?
Not yet. No.
Okay, sorry.
I'm to the fifth episode, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, I got to the one where they took him to the dog sitter or the dog, the doggy daycare or whatever. And they think, I think that he's abusing the dog with their peanut butter. Oh, sorry.
I haven't watched it in a long time, but it's so good.
It's funny. So, yeah. So anyway, that's another thing I've been watching.
Funny.
It's funny. Yeah. It's raunchy, you know, it's for the mature audience.
But Elijah Wood,
that leaves us out.
It's funny. Yeah. Yeah.
But Elijah Wood, he's so emotive.
Yeah.
Like, it's all in his eyes and in his face. And I had never seen him in anything but movies.
Right. Yes.
So to see him in a series and to be this character.
Yeah.
I laughed. Like, it's the kind of things where you shouldn't be laughing, but you're laughing out loud.
Yes.
And then you're giggling about it 2 hours later. And the thing is, the dog makes so much sense. Wilfred makes so much sense. And you're like,
it's
wow.
It's weird. It's kind of scary.
He's so wise.
It's kind of scary, too. The way he plays him.
It's good.
And tries to teach him lessons and things like that. Yeah,
exactly. It's like he's like... like a high Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah.
See, I'm just picturing the guy from Once Upon a Time now.
But it's worth it. May take you a little bit to get into, but it's well worth watching.
Yeah, it is.
See, we've also been watching a BBC America series called Copper.
Very good.
I've been wondering about that.
Very good.
It's Glenn, you might like it because it's very reminiscent of Deadwood.
It's NYPD Blue meets Deadwood.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it's New York cop, only turn of the century kind of thing.
Century, like crime solver, investigator kind of guy. Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Cop drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. NYPD Blue meets Deadwood with a little house thrown in.
It's a BBC America original. It's one of their first BBC America original series.
I enjoy it. And it's got... the lady who, I can't think of her real name, and I apologize, from Once Upon a Time, who plays Cinderella.
Hmm.
Or not Cinderella? Sleeping Beauty.
I don't remember.
The woman who Prince Charming is supposed to marry, the blonde that Prince Charming is supposed to marry.
Right.
She is a main character, and she actually gets to have her own accent.
Oh.
And she does an excellent job. And it's costume drama, so I highly enjoy it.
And the last thing that we watched, or last thing that I could think of, by the time this episode airs, will have actually come out, but there was a kind of a preview of it released, Revolution.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched the preview
yet.
I need
more.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's... it's a lot like Jericho, really, in a lot of ways. I mean, Jericho's a little more high-tech, but, like, all the power in the world just goes, boop. And there's, of course, a big conspiracy.
Batteries, like, nothing electronic that is, was, or
supposedly
ever will work.
Okay, you know.
But I like the fact that, especially being geeks like we are, how dependent we are on everything electronic.
Yeah.
Our phones, our computers, our banking, our health stuff, our everything.
Yeah,
everything.
Just like what would happen if you have an asthma attack.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been, like, it comes, you know, the events happen.
15 years?
Yeah, it's like 15, 16 years or something. You know, there's the first opening act, then it picks up 15 years after that, after the power's gone and everything's overgrown. Not quite sure if everything would have gone quite that overgrown. In just
You'd
15
be surprised
years.
If nobody
without
is
weed
able
whackers.
To,
well, yeah, without yeah, anything like that, nature would overtake us.
Wrigley's Field was overgrown.
Yeah,
you not watch that? You didn't watch that show
after
after
us?
After people?
Yeah, after people
Life
or
after
us
on,
or something like
yeah,
that.
The,
yeah,
the thing
on
about,
History Channel.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Don't get me wrong.
It's on Netflix.
It's a good show. I'm looking forward to more.
Happen quick.
So it'd be interesting to see how it goes from there. It'll get canceled. Probably not all the way through the first season.
I hope not. Because I
love well, it's like Jericho.
Well, Jericho's still going into comics now.
Well,
they got fourth season going.
Well, speaking of Kristen Stewart, the guy that plays her dad in Twilight, he's one of the main characters. Mm-hmm. And I like him as an actor. He's pretty good. And the guy that played the Cape in The Cape.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy that played the younger brother of the Hispanic brother in Drive, if you remember, he's in there. So it's neat to see all these other people from shows that we... It's just because we watch too much television.
Juliet from Lost is in the premiere episode.
Yes.
Oh.
And I don't think we've seen the last of her.
I don't think so either.
But It's enjoyable, and I'm scared it's going to go the way of Terra Nova and get canceled.
Yeah.
But I like it.
It's got to be hella expensive.
Yeah.
Some of the
I've seen some of the trailers and stuff for it. Wow.
But, okay. How expensive could Life After People have been to make if they made as many as they did? If they used that same kind of...
Yeah.
Maybe some they might have borrowed, because some of it looks kind of dodgy.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not that bad.
But in Life After People, they didn't have to integrate people.
I was going
to
say, with live action, the rotoscoping is a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, unless they figured some stuff out with
motion tracking.
Falling Skies, too. They had to do some of that kind of...
Yeah.
Along the same kind of lines of things.
I'm definitely going to give it a shot. I mean...
It's good. Yeah, I think it actually premieres, the 17th, I think?
I think
is when they actually air what we saw, which is the pilot. Mm-hmm. And then after that will be going weekly after that. But I guess they previewed it on the web or something.
Yeah.
And of course, once it's out there, it's everywhere.
Out there.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's the thing, too. That it's like you don't think about cars. It's like, you think, okay, I can run my car on gas. Well, if the battery dies in your car, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, you can't even start it.
Unless you have an old, old car that's not dependent on a battery in the because basically internal combustion, unless I'm totally wrong,
wouldn't
that need electronics
to start it? Yeah.
Right.
it's the reactions that sustain it.
Right.
So we just need to get the reactions going of the combustion. And
like an old Model T and crank it.
Yeah. Exactly.
So and think there would...
But how many of those in the country are there left?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it's a worldwide, it was worldwide...
And then they wouldn't be refining gasoline still.
Right.
They couldn't run the big plants and things, I couldn't imagine. So that would be in limited supply.
It was a really interesting... It's an interesting idea, and it's scary.
Yeah, I don't know how long they could really sustain it, as a long-running series. I think it's one of those things that maybe is really good for, a good season, two-season kind of arc.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, done. Let's go out while we're on top kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But... much like Survivors.
It's clever, yeah.
Like BSG should have done.
So, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
don't give me the... Oh, God. Oh,
yeah.
BSG.
I know.
I think that's about it for what we've been watching.
At least for me.
I'm sure there's more, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, let's take a break. Maybe get another shot of Fireball. We will be back with more Pod Culture. Right if we find the shot glass.
Any more than that, I'll be asleep.
Down nine.
Talking somewhere inside my head. Guess they keep on stalking and bring me their dread. I used to get scared, thought I was going insane. The blue hen said, dare to play with my brain. No more bad dreams during the night. Saw the truth and me.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
pod culture, equal opportunity geekness.